Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Sunday, November 24th. Those of you who are following along at home, you can find Q Posts on a number of different websites, including Q Posts Online, QMap.pub, and QAnon.pub. And I have some special information for you on where you can find more Q Posts. I received a message from the administrator of a site called QAnon.news. I've actually had his link to his website bookmarked in my Q links for a long time, but I don't normally use his website. However, when 8chan moved and used a different domain, 8kun, a lot of the old websites I used were not picking up Q posts. So I went through my links, got rid of the ones that were not picking up new posts, and found the ones that were picking up new posts. This is one that is picking up posts currently, and it has some interesting features I wanted you to know about. So if you go to the front page of this website, this is what it looks like. It's got a video at the top, and then you can scroll down. It's got some embedded PDFs here. What is interesting, and if you look at it on a mobile device, it'll look like this, with a little hamburger up here for the menu. Okay. If you click on the menu, you get Q Posts, Analytics, Timelines, and Archives. And if you go to the full version, it'll look like this, Q Posts, Analytics, Timelines, and Archives. All right, so if you click on the Q Posts, all right, I'm going to open this in a new window. This is what you're going to see. You'll see a display of current Q posts with post numbers, timestamps, the post, links, everything. A couple of different options here. You can include links to tweets or not. You can toggle those off. You can change the timestamps. So you can have timestamps in Eastern time zone, or you can put them in your local time zone. Now, here is where it gets cool. For those of you who would like to see the posts on 8chan, okay, but you don't want to actually go to 8chan, this website has actually a very cool option. If you click on the post number in the upper right-hand corner, which has the seven-digit number, on this one it's 7364826. If you click on that link, it will take you to not 8kun, but it'll take you to a mirror of 8kun that is still on the QAnon News website. And it'll take you right to the post, right here. Okay, you can see what the Anons are saying in response, and you can see Q's post here, right, with the link and everything. So it is not the actual 8kun. It is a mirror that displays the post the way they're displayed on 8kun, okay, which is kind of cool. If you go to this one, this post, 3624, it's about Rudy Giuliani, and it's going to be biblical. If you click on that one, it'll take you to the mirror of 8kun, and here is the post as it would appear on 8kun like this. It's going to be biblical, Great Awakening, link to Rudy's tweet. We'll talk about that in just a second. So this post has some interesting, this website has some interesting features. Now, it gets even better. So if you want to go to 8chan itself and see what the Anons are saying, click on the little infinity link here to the right of the post number. All right, I'm going to right-click that, and that actually takes you to the 8kun Q research board, and it'll bring up the post. So you can see the post, and you can see what the Anons are saying in responses, and the responses are linked the way you'd normally see them here. So here is Q's post. This is on 8kun, and these are the responses by the Anons, and all these different linked responses here. Okay, so you have the option of either a mirrored version of 8kun or the actual version of 8kun, depending on which one of these links. If you want a screen cap of the picture of the post, you can get a screen cap of it here. You can also simply just click. Oh, so let me show you something else. One last thing. If you go to Archives, over here in the tab, click Archives, it brings up a page that has a mirror of the Q Research index board, or the index page. And the index page has all of the breads from all the different boards on 8chan where Q posts. So currently, this one on the far left upper is the current latest Q Research. It is called Hunters Become the Hunted edition. Going back in time, you can check out this one. Let's see, let me find. This is a Netherlands bread. This is the fake news CNN's Got Reliable Sources edition from November. All right, Q Research Notables. This is the Australia bread from November. Q actually posted on this bread. All right, these are all the different breads and all the different threads. Rudy's got a Dead Man Switch edition. And you can click on these, and it'll take you again to, I think this takes, you have the option of going to the mirrored 8kun version, or you can go to 8kun itself. So, for those of you who like to play around a little bit and look at some different ways to view Q posts, I think these present some very interesting options. Again, that is QAnon.com, I think is the, it's just QAnon.news. Will take you to the website, and then you can play around with all the different features there. All right, back to our regularly scheduled program. My theme for this broadcast is the Great Awakening. All right, Martin Geddes and I use a couple of different terms to describe two global phenomena that are occurring right now. The Great Awakening describes the public becoming aware of the severity of institutional corruption. A lot of people are aware of corruption in politics, but the corruption in our society is much worse than they imagine. The Great Awakening is a term we use to describe the public becoming aware of how severe it is and how badly it affects society. The storm refers to the prosecution of corrupt people around the world. In the same way that corrupt members of the Saudi royal family were arrested and prosecuted in November of 2017. Corrupt elites around the world in North America, Europe, Asia are going to be prosecuted in the coming days, months, and years. That is what we refer to as the storm. All right. Jarmo Elkman, our friend from Finland, got cued for his picture of they're doing a gathering with a bunch of patriots who come from all over Finland to get together, talk about the Great Awakening, talk about the prosecution of corruption. And that's his tweet, Q linked to his tweet and said the Great Awakening. Now, I don't know, I think I missed that post actually. All right. But that was the message. It was the Great Awakening. All right, so we've got this little clip from Fox and Friends, short video clip. Let me get the volume turned up on this and listen to it. It's President talking about corruption and the reason why he is skeptical about sending foreign aid to other countries.
With all of that, of course you have to look at corruption. Are we going to be sending massive amounts of money to a country and they're corrupt and they steal the money and it goes into everybody's bank account? So you have to look at that. And I will tell you this about Joe Biden. I never said it specifically on him, but I watched Joe Biden with the prosecutor, who a lot of people said was a great prosecutor, and they took him off. And he was prosecuting that company. And the kid who never made 10 cents in his life and all of a sudden is making millions of dollars the day.
Okay. So Q posted a link to that video and wrote, just a quote from the president, are we going to be sending massive amounts of money that simply goes into other people's, and Q put in personal bank accounts, theft in brackets. All right. So Trump is aware that a lot of the foreign aid money that we send out is going into people's personal bank accounts. And Trump is not very hip on this corruption. We elected him to prosecute corrupt people. And that is what he is doing. Then moving down, who audits, this Q writes, who audits where the foreign aid actually goes? Nobody. Foreign aid goes to a country, X goes into personal bank accounts, US persons are involved. Think Iran, all the money that was sent to Iran during the Iran deal. Think Paris Accord attempt. Think all corrupt system. Do you think GS, in brackets, George Soros, is spending his own money regarding the push for radical viewpoint adoption? U.S. taxpayer payments and aid go directly or indirectly to George Soros organizations. Reread drafts regarding foreign aid. Link to a YouTube video. Listen carefully. Returning power to the people, draining the swamp. POTUS is fighting for you. It's been a long time since we had a non-corrupt POTUS who cares for the people and not himself. Q. This is a previous post from Q, January of 2018. U.S. taxpayers are paying for it all. Paris Accord is a scam, trillions. Red Cross is a scam, billions. Foreign aid, scam, trillions. War is a scam, trillions, on and on. Who audits where the money actually goes? Who actually receives the money? U.S. taxpayers funding the very people we're engaged in taking down. Slush funds everywhere. Think George Soros pays for Antifa out of his own pocket. The hole is deep. Feel sick yet? We did a deep dive on this last year, and I found some news articles that were astounding that talked about pallets of cash, billions of dollars in cash that were flown into the Middle East, into Iraq during the Iraq War. I think there was one report that said $40 billion had been shipped over to Iraq in a number of air shipments from the Federal Reserve Bank, went to Iraq, and it disappeared, and nobody knows where it went. I guarantee you that money went into the pockets of politicians. So this is part of the problem and part of the corruption, global corruption, that Trump is engaged in taking down. Q has assured us that changes are coming. The first step is making the public aware of the problem. That's the Great Awakening. The second step is prosecuting those who are corrupt. That's the storm. After corrupt people have been prosecuted, a system of checks and balances is going to be put in place by the president to make sure this never happens again. This is a post from Q from February of this year. The president said in an interview, this can never be allowed to happen again. And Q writes, in our country or to another president. How do you deter and prevent this from happening again? Simply by terminating the employment of those responsible, simply by conducting a few non-threatening investigations, or by prosecuting those responsible to the full extent of the law, setting up new checks and balances and oversight designed to increase transparency, provide inspector generals' offices with funding to increase size and increase their authority, provide select committees with access and in-house viewing of non-national security classified material, provide a check on directors and department directors, assistant directors of all such three-letter agencies, establish financial checks, reviews of those in senior critical positions, audits, and direct family close proximity. Transparency and prosecution is the only way forward to save our republic and safeguard such criminal and treasonous acts from ever occurring again. So, Q has told us that a new system of checks and balances is going to be put in place that will hopefully make it very difficult for corrupt politicians to funnel money to their family members and then get it back through various means. All right. Q also posted a link in that previous post to the video. This video will get Donald Trump elected. Not going to put it in the video due to copyright infringement, but you should check that out if you haven't listened to it. It explains why the president was elected and what the Q movement is about. Okay. The president is teaming up with Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani has a long history of prosecuting criminal syndicates. Rudy has been collecting evidence against corrupt politicians. And the swamp is a little threatened by him. Rudy tweeted this on the 23rd, which was yesterday. I discovered a pattern of corruption that the Washington Press has covered up for years. I'm also going to bring out massive pay-for-play scheme under the Obama administration that will the Democrat Party. Do you honestly think I'm intimidated? No, Rudy, I don't think you're intimidated. So Q linked to Rudy's tweet, it's going to be biblical, the Great Awakening, Q. All right, so, all right. Then Q posted this. It's a link to a document. And this is this morning. It is from Senators Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley to the Department of Treasury Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, asking for information that would help their investigations of corruption related to Ukraine. Right, so we've got the link there. Hunters, Hunter is in brackets, become the hunted. Senate was a target, Q. So this is a reference to Hunter Biden. Again, why was the Senate the target? The Senate was a target because the investigations of corruption are going to happen in the Senate under people like Lindsey Graham, Chuck Grassley, and Senator Ron Johnson. This is a letter from Johnson and Grassley. I'll show you the pertinent part of this in just a minute, but first I want to get some responses from the board. The Anons were happy to see Q. Hey Q, good morning. Thanks, boss. Where we go one, we go all. Hey Q, good to be back. Let's put this to bed. God wins. By the way, Aitken seems to have stabilized quite a bit. I noticed hundreds and hundreds of responses from Anons on Q's post this morning. Prior to this morning, it was very difficult to post. There were hardly any responses to Q's post, but there was a lot of responses this morning. So it looks like things are becoming a little bit more stable on the board. This Anon said it's been raining a lot. Any floods expected soon? Like a flood of justice. It has been raining like crazy here in Arizona. All right, great to see you, boss. Who do you got for the Patriots and Cowboys game? Q, should we pay special attention to the rally in Sunrise, Morning Sun, Florida, homecoming rally? President's doing a rally in Florida pretty soon. I forget the date. This Anons asked anyone note this from Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson's letter. Please provide these documents no later than December 5th, 2019. December 5, D5. I don't know that it's relevant, but it's funny. Hunters become the hunted. And this is going to get very ugly for Hunter Biden. So, the letter from Grassley and Johnson seeks information on Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, Christopher Hines, who is John Kerry's stepson, Karen Tramontano, Sally Painter, Burisma Holdings, that is the Ukrainian energy company, Rosemont Seneca Partners, Rosemont Seneca Baha'i, Rosemont Capital, Baha'i Harvest. These are all financial companies that are connected to Devin Archer, Hunter Biden, and Christopher Hines. Also, Blue Star Strategies. That's the PR firm that they hired to lobby the State Department for them. So those are the parties that Grassley and Ron Johnson are looking for information on. All right. I found this interesting. So Paul Sperry this morning tweets out, no fewer than three Senate committees are now formally investigating Obama-Biden solicitation of Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election, as well as Biden family corruption in Ukraine. Investigators seek records from Department of Justice, FBI, Department of State, and U.S. National Archives. That is in addition to what Grassley and Johnson are seeking from Treasury Department. And so we've got a multi-pronged approach in the Senate to investigate and expose corruption. The committees that are involved are determined by their statutory oversight responsibilities. Homeland Security has oversight over election integrity. And part of the allegation has to do with possible Ukrainian election interference in 2016. So that comes under the Homeland Security oversight. Senate Finance, chaired by Chuck Grassley, has oversight regarding the spending of taxpayer money. So there are allegations of corruption related to foreign aid that falls under the Finance Committee oversight. And Lindsey Graham, so he is chair of Senate Judiciary. They have authority to investigate allegations of corruption that have to do with DOJ, FBI, and the 30 bureaus and agencies that make up the Department of Justice, Bureau of Prisons, and a lot of other bureaus as well. If there are allegations of corruption, Senate Judiciary has oversight over that. Okay, just a note, Rudy Giuliani also reached out to Lindsey Graham for help. He wants to obtain visas for three witnesses to get them to travel from Ukraine to the U.S. to testify about the Biden family corruption. The Ukrainian embassy has denied their visas. Lindsey Graham received a letter from Rudy Giuliani asking for help. So Lindsey Graham is getting a lot more involved in this. And like I said in my broadcast yesterday, I think Lindsey is going to end up being a much more of a key player in this whole thing than anyone expected. That brings us up to date with Q. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing this on social media. Keep Denise and I in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.